With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Patients who seek at-home breathing machines now facing hurdles to get them covered by a number of insurance companies.
Doctors around the country say insurers are making it harder to get coverage for home ventilators that patients with serious illnesses need as their lungs fail. They say patients often must struggle first with less effective and cheaper devices before some plans will pay for non-invasive ventilators. Insurers say they cover the devices, but that coverage depends on a number of factors. Spending by Medicare on ventilators jumped from about $3 million to nearly $269 million between 2009 and 2017, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, new study says women remain underrepresented in state legislatures around the nation. In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their respective state legislators. Now, Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics says West Virginia is at the bottom of that list, having just 16 women in its 134-member legislature, or just under 12%.
I do feel that it is a huge struggle to get our voices heard. And sometimes the reaction from some individuals are they don't think we should raise our voices too much. But the reality is we have to.
West Virginia State Senator Patricia Rucker. Microsoft says it's trying to evict the elite Russian government hackers who broke into the email of senior company executives in November and have since been trying to breach customer networks. This is SRN News. Republican Nikki Haley quoted the Holy Bible as she suspended her 2024 presidential campaign this week.
In her announcement speech, Haley ended her campaign with the same words she began it from the Old Testament book of Joshua.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go.
She also emphasized the need to bind together as Americans, urging the country to turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.2 billion to address its historic links to slavery, and that is 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church says the original amount was insufficient compared to the, quote, wealth of the church. This is SRN News. Those Ospreys are flying again.
U.S. Naval Air Systems Command on Friday announced the return of the Ospreys, which fly like an airplane and convert to a helicopter. Japan's defense minister says his nation will likewise return its Ospreys to flight status following an adequate analysis of the crash. Before clearing the Ospreys, U.S. officials said they put increased attention on its prop rotor gearbox, instituted new limitations on how it can be flown, and added maintenance inspections. The U.S. fleet was grounded December 6th, a week after a CV-22B Osprey crashed off Yakushima Island. Keith Peters reporting.
Police say an armed man or several armed men have broken into a school in northwestern Nigeria and have abducted at least 15 children. That comes after 300 students were seized at a nearby school last week. One adult was also kidnapped. More details at SRNnews.com.